The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have learnt how it was said, 'You must love your neighbour and hate your enemy.' But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way you will be sons of your Father in heaven, for he causes the sun to rise on bad men as well as good, and his rain to fall on honest and dishonest men alike. For if you love those who love you, what right have you to claim any credit? Even the tax collectors do as much, do they not? And if you save your greetings for your brothers, are you doing anything exceptional? Even the pagans do as much, do they not? You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think it was G.K. Chesterton that said, rather amusingly, that Jesus needed to say to love your neighbour and love your enemy because they can be the same person. It was an amusing thought because, of course, now we get programmes, don't we, on the television about the neighbours from hell. But it's the sense of whoever it is, in the way that the parable that we know, when the man said, "Who is my neighbour?" It's anyone in need. But of course, we do find it hard to pray and forgive our enemies. And that's why we know we need the strength of the Lord. And in a sense, Polycarp was that sort. As I say, he was 86, taken, dragged off to Rome, and to be burned on a pyre. And they were tying him to it, and then they were going to nail him to it. He said, "No, the Lord who's given me the strength so long will let me stay here." And I think when we think of the horror of all that, we think of lots that goes on in the world. How do we pray for them? But that's the whole point. We are asked to pray. Love our neighbours. Pray for our enemies, pray for those who hate us. We may find it hard, but we can do anything in the strength of the Lord.